Thank you and good morning. Officers with the Eureka Police Department made two arrests on Saturday and Sunday in relation to a gunshot fired in the city on Saturday. Officers responded to a disturbance at a property in the 800 block of H Street. While detaining one person, a single gunshot was fired. No one was hit by the shot, and it is unclear if the gunshot was fired at the officers. Officers arrested a 21-year-old Eureka man on Sunday north of the H Street property, who was found with a loaded handgun that showed evidence of being fired. Law enforcement is treating the incident as being gang-related. As the winter season approaches, the Redwood Coast Energy Authority will offer free energy efficiency assessments to homeowners, renters, and businesses in the county. If you are a PG&E customer, there will be energy technicians available to visit your home and assess your water and home heating systems, lighting, building envelopes, and appliances. You will receive suggestions on programs and services that will provide energy efficiency upgrades, such as fluorescent light bulbs or low-flow faucet aerators and showerheads. For more information, contact the Redwood Coast Energy Authority or visit their website at www.redwoodenergy.org. The City of Arcata's Environmental Services Department, along with the Humboldt Fish Action Council, are looking for volunteers to assist the Humboldt State University Natural Resources Club with cleaning up Jane's Creek near Stromberg Avenue for Make a Difference Day on Saturday, October 26th. Volunteers will meet at 9 a.m. at Hilfiker Drive and Cropley Way. Work will consist of removing invasive plants at the creek. Participants will receive tools, beverages, and snacks, and be sure to wear work clothes and closed-toed shoes. The Humboldt Del Norte Film Commission invites the public to Sequoia Park in Eureka on Saturday, October 26th for the season's last monthly Movies in the Park free outdoor movie screening. Residents are advised to dress warmly at the event, which will feature the movie Salem's Lot, along with music from Deep Groove Society. Popcorn and refreshments will be available with a small donation. The event begins at 7 p.m. with the movie starting at 8. Six Rivers National Forest will begin prescribed burning projects this fall as weather and fuel conditions cool down from the hot and dry summer season. The burning projects are part of efforts to reduce hazardous fuel accumulations in the forest, which can lead to extreme fire behavior in the event of a wildfire. The prescribed burning will follow a prescribed fire burn plan outlining environmental factors that must be taken into account, including fuel moisture, humidity, temperature, wind speed, and smoke column and dispersal and direction. The Forest Service will work with the National Weather Service and the North Coast Unified Air Quality Management District to carry out the burns. Caltrans will continue to pave State Route 211 beginning today from Market Street in Ferndale to Highway 101 at Singley Hill Road. Work hours are from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and motorists should expect 10-minute delays. There will be intermittent ramp closures at the Fernbridge-Ferndale exit of Highway 101 as part of the project. All work is weather permitting, and the project is expected to be finished by the end of October. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Did you know that one of the most important predictors of school success and high school graduation is that students are reading at grade level by the end of third grade? Did you also know that less than half of our current Humboldt County students are meeting this important benchmark and therefore are 75% more likely to drop out of high school? Help change this by becoming an early literacy volunteer. It's easy, there's no cost for training, and it will make a difference. Call 441-4552 to find out more. The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. In this month's Our Community News, we have turned the focus to the economic impacts colleges and universities have in our region of Northern California and Southern Oregon. Humboldt State University, along with College of the Redwoods and Humboldt and Del Norte counties, are key components of the local economy. They provide jobs, they bring in students and visitors, and they spend money. Humboldt State is the second largest employer in the county, and a 2003 study from the HSU Economics Department reveals that direct spending from the school is more than $170 million per year. That comes in the form of payroll, maintenance, and construction, along with goods and services provided to the campus and the consumer impact on local businesses. The study also pointed out that HSU pumps in more than $19 million per year to the local economy and is also a job creator and a wage multiplier due to the advanced education of its students. Colleges and universities not only educate but drive economies on our communities. And a reminder that Eureka's Extreme Weather Winter Shelter will begin operations in November to provide shelter for those living on the streets in Eureka during times of extreme weather conditions. The shelters include the Rescue Mission on 2nd Street for men and the Eureka Rescue Mission Women's Shelter on 3rd Street. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Stephen Walker.